You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Matthew chapter 9 from verse 30 to 31. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. This is the story of the two blind men that came to Jesus. And he asked them, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?" And they said, "Yes." And he said, "Let it be according to your faith." And then in verse 30, the scripture says, their eyes were opened. But then Jesus charged them. Jesus charged them that they should see to it that no man knows it. Now, you know, first of all, as a servant of God, you will think that it will work for your advantage if people go about sharing what God had used you to do. And there's nothing wrong in that. But sometimes the Lord may not even want people to know. And at those times, we should be very careful. You see, we may celebrate the fact that their eyes opened. We may celebrate the fact that they believe in Jesus. But did you know that they disobeyed Christ immediately? He told them, he said, "See that no man know it." That's an instruction from the master. But they didn't keep to it. They went everywhere. They want everybody to know what God has done for them, even when the law said they should keep it. You see, you must be very careful. It's not everything that the Lord is doing in your life that God wants you to publicize. Some of you may even love sharing everything on social media. Or you quickly just run to Wednesday meeting to share testimony, or Sunday testimony night to go and share testimony. Ask yourself, God, do you want me to share this? Because I tell you of a truth, inasmuch as he wants you to share his goodness, it's not everything that God is doing in your life that God wants you to go publicly to go and say. You will think that it should be a wonderful thing to say, "Oh, Jesus opened my eyes. Oh, Jesus opened my eyes." But there was an instruction. Don't say anything about it. You know, many people think that, oh, the Lord has done them something. They need to make the world to see, to hear about it. In their mind, they are saying that, oh, they want to tell people about the goodness of God. But what they may not realize is that in their heart of heart, it is simply the sinful nature that is responding in them. It is just the carnality of their heart that is being on display. It is not, you see, the Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. It's not about you wanting to make God known that matters. It is about you obeying God that matters. If God says, "What I've done in your life, this one, keep it, tell no one." But then you are now broadcasting it. It will look as if you are doing God a favor. But did you know you are living in disobedience? You are living in disobedience. So we should not be anxious. We should not be excited to just want to tell everything. "Oh, he's doing this, everything. No. There are some things he's doing in your life that he may not even want you to say out. You know, sometimes when I'm in the fellowship, I'm observing. And I notice there are some people, every time, testimony time, they have raised their hand. Yeah, testimony. Sometimes even what they are testifying about, I could even see that God is still working. He had not finished the work, but they are already testifying. I'm telling you, it's a problem. It's a sign that you don't have the discipline to keep the secret of God. The Bible says the secret of God are with them that fear him. There are times God wants to do something that it is just going to be between you and him. What is more important is obedience, not sacrifice. Obeying God is more important than you saying, I just want everybody to know what God has done. Is that really the motive? Or deep within in your heart, you are trying to make a statement. You are trying to show something off. The Lord who knows your heart is restricting you. So don't take it like it's a default. Once God has done something, I must go and speak of it. Of course, he will allow us to speak of some things. But always check with the Holy Spirit. Do you want me to say this? It may sound like a great testimony. It may sound like this. But do you know that sometimes it could also be self-promotion? They could be promoting themselves that they had faith. In the course of sharing the testimony, they will say that, you know, and we believe Jesus. And he opened our eyes. They are trying to tell people that they had faith. You have to be very careful. I don't know why Jesus told them not to go and share it. But I know that if the master says something, you should obey it. They just received a miracle from Christ, but their response was disobedience. So you see, Jesus opened their eyes, but they paid him back with disobedience. But thank God that he's a loving God. He knew they would disobey, yet he opened their eyes. But please don't live in disobedience. Don't live in disobedience. Be very careful. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What you should seek is, Lord, what will you have me do? Don't do what you assume God wants you to do. Always ask, Lord, what will you have me do? And I can tell you this, everybody that God is working with is always doing some things in their lives that he does not want public or not in the immediate. Even when they went to the Mount of Transfiguration, do you know Jesus told them, tell no man until the Son of Man is glorified. There are some things, the time to say it is not now. Sometimes you are too quick. You are saying things that God wants to say in 20 years time. You are already saying, scattering it here and there. You have not even allowed it to form properly. I pray you will understand this message. I pray you will receive wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.